I just said it. I'm gonna say it one time and you repeat it. We're gonna sound in one voice. Watch this.
Been redeemed, yeah. Father. just don't know where I'd be, where I'd be. No, 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 no. I don't know. I really don't know where I would be, Lord, if you.
Members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
And so what Paul really rejoiced in the fact that they continued to do it. They didn't get discouraged. They didn't get tired. They didn't feel like nobody else was helping them. They kept doing it. Hallelujah. And so he remembered that no matter what he was in, they continued the ministry. A lot of times we saw the ministry, but we don't continue. So, but here the Philippians continue in what they was doing, amen? And the reason why they continue, because they love God, amen? And so, and the reason why Paul say, and when you look back, Paul say, I could even think about the bad things that happened in Philippians. How they beat me, how they illegally jailed me. I could think about that and how that could have brought me sorrow.